This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, NIL Game Changers, and Sunbury Motor Company. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Friday edition of the Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Pretty excited for today. Today is the opening day of high school football season. I think most people that listen to this show probably are aware of that. Three big games tonight on our sisters on our station and our sister stations. Shikellamy will host Milton as the Braves open up their new athletic complex in Sunbury. Over on the Valley with the Lewisburg Green Dragons, they will host Lime Mountain. Don't forget that game's over at Milton's Alumni Field tonight. And the other game, of course, on 107.3, Juniata and Seals Grove will face off over at Harold L. Bowling Memorial Field for the third time in a little less than a year. They played last year week two, and then in the quarterfinals of the state playoffs, Seals Grove winning both of them. Should be a fun one. That's where you'll find me tonight at Harold L. Bowling Memorial Field. You know, I've gotten into this a couple times. I don't think I've gotten into it on the show. I do believe, you know, we are looking at a season, you know, full of some parity this year in the area of high school football. I expect Danville, I think they're preseason. They are preseason two in the state in the PennLive.com poll. I believe they are the number one or number two team in the NewsWatch 16 poll. You know, so a lot of high expectations in Danville. They, of course, return Madden Patrick, who, if you got a chance, if you're a subscriber to the Daily Item, if you got a chance to check out
our... let's go.
Madden Patrick is the their quarterback, is the cover boy this year. Threw for 48 touchdowns last season, coming back for a senior season and looking to improve on those numbers.
Yeah, no, it's... We'll see how it plays out. I mean, my biggest, there's one problem I already talked about, the playoff. The other problem I have right now in high school football is this. There are too many routes on Friday nights.
Yeah.
I mean, don't you think?
There has, over the last 5 or 8 years, become a distinct have and have nots, yes. I think some schools' parents are more concerned about, at least were more concerned about the concussion stuff, and that caused some numbers. Numbers are actually going up around here over the last 3 or 4 years. But, you know, I think at least around here part of the problem is, you know, it's hard to get yourself turned around because the upper echelon of teams around here are so good. That it's hard if you're in one of those streaks where you haven't won for a while. It's really hard to get turned around playing some of the teams around here. It's not a great matchup sometimes.
Also, I mean, let's face it, some schools may be a large school, but the numbers aren't there.
No.
You know, you may be a larger school and you've got 35 guys out for football. Okay, that's not good. But there are two. Now, some of this is I'll just look at the scores. I mean, I'll be on the road someplace. Like, for example, next Saturday morning, before I take off for the stadium, I'll probably sit down and look at this either late Friday night in the hotel room or early Saturday in the hotel room. I'll take a look at the scores from here, from the area, not just across the country. I actually look at the Valley scores. And I'll sit back and go, you got to be kidding me. 62-20. Oh, great. 48-7. Great. Too many routes. What I think is the something that to me is fun, exciting. I love high school football. I love Friday nights in Pennsylvania. I grew up in Connecticut. Now, I loved high school football. When I was a kid, I was going to high school games all the time. Then I got to play. Ooh, even better. But there is not the passion for it in Connecticut that you have in Pennsylvania. They're not even close in terms of the passion between the two states on a Friday or a Saturday in Connecticut versus Pennsylvania. When I moved here, and look, I moved to, when did I move here? 48 years ago? When I moved here 48 years ago, wow. I was taken aback by, wow, how much people love it here. And what it means here. I mean, I loved it in Connecticut, but not a lot of other people around me did. All right? Well, forget it. I just think that that it's just always been different here. I love Friday nights. Now, I will freely admit, I've never had halushki. Have you?
Yeah. I have. My one side of my family is originally from the coal region, so we have halushki. We used to have halushki pretty regularly for dinner.
Okay. Yeah, because that was the other part. Like, oh, I've never had it. But, you know, but they serve it at games on Friday nights. Kind of cool.
I was going to say, you hit a coal region church bazaar too. You find the finest halushki of your life.
Yeah. There you go.
I was going to say, some old Polish woman that's been making it for about 85 years.
It's great. But, you know, that's all part of it. Like here in Center County, for example, if everybody's home on a Friday night, State College, Bald Eagle area, Bellefonte, Penns Valley, Phillipsburg, Osceola. You could have as many as 20 to 25,000 people total at games. Well, Center County is about 160,000. That's nearly one in every six individuals in the county at a game. Now, let's be honest, some of them are also the part of that attendance or happen to be the opposing team. Right. But that's amazing. You have parents of the band, friends of the band, parents of the cheerleaders, friends of the cheerleaders, parents of the color guard, friends of the color guard, parents of the players, friends of the players, friends of the coaches, family, and so forth. And people in the town that just want to go to a game. It's just really a cool deal in this state. It's different. It's better. I love when there's more passion surrounding something as opposed to not. I think that it is it's special. Just like the part with wrestling, special. What's interesting about wrestling in this state, you know, my brother Kevin's, you know, on the show every Friday, and hopefully we'll get him today too. But his best friend growing up was a guy by the name of Steve Roy. Well, Steve Roy won the state championship in wrestling in Connecticut. And nobody in the face of the earth knew it. He ended up going, I think, to Springfield College. Well, if he were a state champion in this state, oh, he'd be celebrated forever. Would have had a lot of offers from bigger schools than Springfield College, the whole deal, right?
I was going to say, I bet people would recognize, if you said a state champion from that time in Pennsylvania now, I bet half our listeners would probably recognize the name rather than, you know, what you're saying.
Exactly. But in Connecticut, complete anonymity, right? It's just, there's just zero passion for it in the state. None. Right? Which, let's be honest, that's actually the way it is in most states. No offense. You're going to tell me there's a passion for it in Alabama? Mississippi? Massachusetts? Even New York? Nope. Here, it's off the charts. Iowa, it's off the charts. They had a youth wrestling tournament in Iowa when I was there to do basketball, and the hotel we were in was overrun. Was overrun by parents, kids, the whole thing. Because they had it's a few thousand arena right next to the hotel. Place was overrun. In Connecticut, they'd need a conference room. That would be it.
I was going to say enough room for the six mats, and that's all.
I don't even know if the six mats.
No, that's true. Might not need that many.
Yeah.
You talking about passion for high school football, it's just, that's one of the things that always sticks out to me when Berwick replaced George Curry, is the guy that they brought down was very successful. I believe he had won four or five state championships in Massachusetts, and he won four or five more after he resigned at Berwick, but he was in no way ready for the intensity of the coverage of someplace like Berwick. You know?
Yeah.
Jimmy Doyle's been doing Berwick radio for 35 or 40 years. He's, you know, they cover them almost like a college team. You know, my old guy, the guy that works with me now at the paper, he used to be the beat. It was essentially a beat for the Bloomsburg paper was Berwick. There was so much interest in it, and he just wasn't prepared. Excuse me, for the ancillary stuff around it. Not even the football. Just the interest and the request for his time that didn't have to do with football, too.
Yeah. It is, the request for time outside, yes. I'm familiar. Jack was talking to me about that the other day, because I'm going down to Pittsburgh on Tuesday. And he and I are doing an event together. This is the Duquesne Club. And I think people know what my joke about the Duquesne Club has been over the years, where I stand up and look around the room and realize I'm the single poorest person in the room. Like, right. But he and I are going to do the event together. And he asked me, he says, how many is this? I said, this will be the 12th one. He goes, oh. I said, yeah, 12 of them. So they, you know, everybody's nice, but you know, but the problem is not doing the events, right? At all. The people are nice. I enjoy it. The problem is the travel. You know, let's drive down to Johnstown. Let's drive down to Camp Hill. Let's drive down to Philadelphia. Let's drive over to Newcastle. Let's drive to Pittsburgh. You know, things like, you know, it's the travel part. Hey, get in the car, you drive down. Come on. All right. Now I got to drive home. Okay. You do the time you get back. Like, that's actually the problem. But yes, they're yes, you're right. Your time away from the job to do other things. That coach is correct. Time away from the job.
I mean, even what little we do, I mean, I need your time sometimes in the morning if you're available, in the afternoon. I get it sometimes. That just by midway through the seasons, I understand why some people avoid a call or two once in a while.
Yeah, but I don't do that. I don't avoid calls. Right? Now, if I had a secretary, somebody who had the ability to go, I'm sorry, Mr. Jones, can't do that. I kind of was like, might be actually worth the while to hire somebody. But again, when I'm there, I enjoy it. Right? It's like, especially the drive home, because these aren't afternoon events, you know. Drive home, you're like, okay, make sure there's not a deer. Yay.
I was going to say the summertime drives would be a little better. I just, once we hit about mid-October, it's both hands on the wheel and eyes to both sides of the road looking for the light, or looking for the yeah. whites of their eyes, because
yeah. Yeah, the glare.
There is so many deer.
Yeah. Now, I don't do, outside of games, I don't do events during the, once the season starts. Other than quarterback club, hoops club, I'll do that. You know, I mean, that's different. I mean, that's part of, like, for example, James is at quarterback club with three players. We'll start that next Wednesday. Hoops club will start, I think it's going to start at the, I want to say November. End of October, November, we'll do a hoops club. But that's with Mike. You know, so that's, you know, that's really, to me, an expected thing to do. So I'll do like five of those, and I'll do, geez, I don't know, quarterback clubs up to 14 or 15 now. So that's like 20 of those, but they're all here. I just have to go over to the Jordan Center to do the hoops club, and I just have to go over to the stadium to do the quarterback club. So that's fine. So, you know, it's just a question of getting back in time to be with you. You're already sitting there on Wednesdays going, where is he? Where is he? And I'll pop in about 20 after one. Hey! It's kind of like my paycheck, late. All right, so it's like, okay. Oh, goodness gracious. Yeah. See, Wednesdays are fun for you, aren't they?
Honestly, I haven't had to do a Wednesday of a quarterback club yet, because they were having that was when the transition was going on. So when that was happening, I was in on Wednesdays was when Greg was in here.
Get ready.
That was the first thing out of Greg's mouth when he saw me was, oh, good, I don't have to do that anymore.
Yeah, that's, you know.
Are you here yet?
Look, I mean, my kids got me an Apple Watch years ago. Quarterback club is the one event I wear it to, because I don't wear jewelry, you know, just the way I am. I could care less either way, but I'll wear the Apple Watch to the quarterback club. You want to know why? so I could see what time it is, so I could somehow be like, let's go here. I got to get back. I got a show.
Last question.
All right. And Jim's going, no. I'm like, no, really? Last question? I mean, don't you have a game to get ready for? Come on. Jim's like, no, I'm good. I'm like, no, I'm not.
There might be a way for you. You might be able to do the phone from your Apple Watch. I wouldn't talk too much about it.
Yeah, that's true. I could sit there like I could be on the line with you on my watch, driving in. So yeah, but after I'm done with Pittsburgh, I have nothing else scheduled. So, but that's deliberate because. You know, and part of it, too, is, I mean, even if somebody were to ask me to do something right now, I don't have the basketball schedule yet. I have the basics of the non-conference schedule. I've got that done, but I don't have the Big Ten schedule. So I couldn't tell you in a million years what the basketball schedule is, because I don't know. It's like somebody asked me the other day if I could give them hints on the football schedule, on kickoffs, and they said, no. I said, I normally find out 30 minutes before you do. They go, what? I said, yeah. I said, we don't get told until like a half hour before they release it.
I was going to say, you're not wearing a Fox jacket. I don't know how you'd know.
Right. I mean, I think people think that we all know all this stuff, and we don't. We don't. Now we have some, I've talked to Pat Kraft, and there's some generalities on a couple of games, but that's about it. Except we normally find out, us on the network, we usually find out 30 minutes before they release it. That's it.
Which is better than 30 minutes before you go on air, I guess.
I'd start whenever they told me.
That's true. You'd be there anyway.
I'm already here. Let's go.
Sunbury Motors Hyundai is 43 new Hyundais away from their all-time sales record through August. With 134 new Hyundais to choose from, plus deep discounts and low interest rates, SMC is going to break this record. Sunbury Motors has 48 2024 Tucson's available, starting at $32,568, or get 1.99% financing for 60 months. Looking for the most versatile compact truck on the planet? Take up to $3,000 off the 2024 Santa Cruz. The Santa Cruz starts at $31,247. And there's 16 in stock. Here you go, car buyers. SMC has 11 2024 Elantras with 1.99% financing for 60 months. And Elantras start at just $22,960. If you want to have a fun day, you have to buy a Hyundai. We're breaking the record in August with 43 new Hyundai sold. Hurry in to Sunbury Motors Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. Now from the Sunbury Motors Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And today's show being brought to you in part by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, light, business, boat, motorcycle, RV with a multitude of insurance needs we have. You need to have pros that can handle them all and save you money. Customer service means everything to the great people at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Yes, indeed. All right, so high school football openers are tonight. Milton and Shikellamy play tonight. That game is at Shikellamy. We know because many of you probably have seen the red carpet leading to the booth. It's part of the contract.
I was going to say, is it for the suit or for Catrillo?
No, it's for the suit.
Huh.
It's part of the contract.
Matt better not step on it then.
He knows better. He knows better. So, you know, it's a... it's tonight. And we get going. And you're right. Coach takes over the Berwick program. You would have no idea that... Look, the program is treated like a major college program, where it's treated in some ways like a pro program. And I mean by the fans. They love it. Yeah. Mount Carmel on a Friday night. Woof. How about that?
I do enjoy the Silver Bowl on a Friday night. You're not wrong there.
Yeah. I mean, early in my career, so it was in the early 80s, I did a high school game there. The state I played there, like, well, this place is different. I remember, it's like, wow. Yeah.
You can stand anywhere in Mount Carmel and probably say that.
No, but I'm saying, when I mean different, I meant that as a compliment.
Yes, so do I, right? Actually.
Yeah, and what the heck? Of course, Penn State will start a week from tomorrow at West Virginia. And here's the bottom line going in. The bottom line going in is quite simple. Nobody knows. Florida State's going to play Georgia Tech tomorrow. Nobody knows. You don't know. College football is the one sport. Now, I don't think, for example, like Premier League soccer has preseason. I don't think they have any preseason games. But in this country, everybody has preseason something. Preseason scrimmages, preseason games, whatever. Except college football. So you hit the opener, and you think you have a pretty good handle on your team. You think you have a pretty good handle on what the other guy does. But you don't know. And in today's football, high school, college, or pro, you don't know how anybody's going to tackle. Well, you can practice it. Yeah. And I'm talking, when I mean practice, a guy lines up, turns around, you hit him, and you go and you land on a pad. You can practice it. But you won't know until you get into the game. And usually by the first quarter or the third game, I feel like the tackling in the NFL, the tackling in college football, and the tackling in high school football gets better. And that's a big part of this. You don't know. I had a long talk with Terry Smith about this yesterday. The two of us were talking about it. And I said, yeah, but they only allow, what, 8 days in the NFL training camp? He says, Steve, he says, it's 8 contact days. He says, they aren't 8, like, all out, like, let's scrimmage, let's go at it. He says, they're 8 contact days. We can hit somebody. Even then, it's not much.
That probably counts those joint practices, too, I would assume, as well.
Oh, absolutely. The joint practices absolutely count in that. No question. But that's, I mean, that's the way today football is. And then I hear somebody complain to me on a pregame show. Oh, they're such a lousy tackling team. It's like, ugh. Okay, well, in order to save the sport, which has been under incredible scrutiny from people who don't watch football. Let's be honest, they don't watch football. They're not football fans. I've got to complain. Well, then fine, don't watch it. Yeah. We're going to do something about it. No, I want you to lower taxes. Okay, so. It's adorable you have an opinion. But they've done this because they're trying to save the sport. So you cut back on the amount of hitting and so forth, because in the end, you feel it's the right thing to do. Now, when it comes to games, it then creates that 2.5 week gap where you're like, okay, the tackling's going to get better, right? It's going to get better, right? Or you have the master of the tailgate opinion. They don't practice. They got to practice tackling. I can't. Like, okay, that's okay. Have another beverage. Not how it works. That's part of the mystery of the opening game in college football. College football has more mystery in opening games than any other sport because there's no scrimmage against an opponent and there's no preseason game. At least in high school football, you have the one scrimmage. At least you got something. Now, as we were pointing out, as our reporters were pointing out yesterday, they were pointing out yesterday that, well, you know, the competition wasn't great or they didn't, you know. And that happens. But at least you had something against somebody else. College football? Don't know. Don't know. And the other interesting part about this is a lot of people are anxious to see what Andy Koltunicki does as the offensive coordinator. So let me bring up something that I think a lot of people haven't probably thought about because I haven't heard anybody talk about it. Who knows Andy better than West Virginia? Where's Andy been the offensive coordinator the last few years? Kansas. What conference is Kansas in? Big 12. What's West Virginia in? Big 12. And in the Big 12, prior to the massive expansion, you play everybody in that conference. You know, you play the other people every year. So the West Virginia people have seen Andy's offense every year. So they know him as well as anybody. So that's going to be interesting to see as well in the opening game. All right, we'll take a break. Back with more in a moment. Brought to you by Purdy Insurance on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
You want your young athlete to get the most out of life and NIL. You need a roadmap, a strategic approach. NIL Game Changers help student-athletes earn while they learn in their collegiate journey. Driven by former student-athletes and coaches who work as NIL sports agents and content media designers, they'll guide both student and family, starting with high school students looking toward college and those already in college. Get a seasoned team of marketing experts with a background in athletics and coaching. Visit NILGameChangers.org, the ultimate destination for name, image, and likeness opportunities.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Welcome back to the Steve Jones Show here on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Sponsored by Purdy Insurance this half hour for all your insurance needs. We've been talking about the opening of college football season and the opening of high school football. High school football opens tonight, Friday night, here in central Pennsylvania. College football season opens tomorrow. Georgia Tech and Florida State are in Dublin, Ireland. I believe SMU also plays tomorrow in their first game as an ACC member, as strange as that sounds. Our local stations, 1070 W, our station here on News Radio 1070, will have Milton at Shikellamy tonight with Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie. Greg Wetzel will have Lewisburg, Lime Mountain and Lewisburg at on 100.9 The Valley. That game is over at Milton. Don't forget that. Not at Christy Mathewson tonight. Lewisburg is hosting Lime Mountain over at Milton. And, of course, on 107.3, Eagle 107, the Seals Grove Seals will host the Juniata Indians. Going back to that Lewisburg-Lime Mountain game, I think that's one of the more interesting openers of the of this first week. I do like, I think Lewisburg is helped by two things coming into this season. They moved down to Division III in the Heartland Athletic Conference, and that gets them away from some of those tougher schools in Division II and I that they've had to play as crossover games. No more Southern Columbia and Jersey Shore for the Green Dragons, and I think that'll be a big help for them because they've struggled early in the season with that schedule and have gotten better as the season's gone on, but I think this will do better for their seeding. And I think Lime Mountain's got a chance to be one of our better teams in the area this year. You heard Greg Wetzel talk about their defensive line. They returned an All-State kid who is going into his junior season, who had 12.5 sacks last year. Real tough to block, Max Johnson. They did lose an 1,000-yard rusher, but they return a kid that's a senior that ran for 1,000 yards 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And between them and Juniata, that's going to make the they switched the divisions around in the Mid-Penn Conference. I think they're Capital Division now with Steelton. That should be a fun little league between Juniata, Lime Mountain, and Steelton, who has to replace a lot but has won the last two Class A state titles.
Yeah. Well, you talk about changing around. Yeah, I was talking to somebody earlier today about State College. And back when I did high school football back in the 80s, State I every year played a game at Cedar Cliff. You know, they'll play Cedar Cliff home and away. Home and away with Cedar Cliff, Indiana, Punxsutawney, Altoona, Hollidaysburg, Lock Haven, which is now Central Mountain, Williamsport. They played those schools every year. Belfont. I think they used to play Belfont on Thanksgiving, and then they moved it to the start of the season, the opening game. Well, except for Altoona, they don't play those teams anymore. And you feel like you lose something with that, with all the jumping around. Now, I realize populations of areas change. And to me, what the state should have done was they should have gone with single, double, triple, quad A, and then had two other classifications for charter schools and for the Catholic schools. That's what I think they should have done. And
we're only a two-hour show.
I know, but I think that's what they should have done, though. And I think it's great, for example, that Shikellamy plays Sealands Grove every year. That's great. It's great for the area that they do it. And I think that, you know, having more area rivalries, more area games, easier for fans to get to, and you develop something over time. You know, I always make the joke about Shikellamy playing Jersey Shore and how they hate the suit up there because he did make a couple of comments on the show, to be honest with you. Right? I'm like, oh, really? You sure you want to go there? Right? But, you know, it's not that far away, and it's a bit, but like State High is opening in Monroeville tonight. Monroeville. And now they play Harrisburg, they play CD East, they play Cumberland Valley, they play, you know, Harrisburg High. It's a little different. No, nothing in the backyard anymore.
I think it's also, you know, it's kind of a function of geography. There's not a lot of big schools anymore in the middle of this, real big schools in the middle of the state anymore.
Well, yeah, that's the issue for State High. They're a 6A school. There are no 6A schools here to play.
Because I think Hollidaysburg tried to play a WPIAL schedule for a couple years, and that was pretty tough, too.
Yes, they did.